With the 20th day of the Omer, the 20th Shinyan HaTayris, Erech HaTayim, means the person does not spontaneously explode and things don't go the way he wants them to go, or people do not cooperate with him. The famous statement of Rabbi Loza ben Aruch says that the midah that a person should strive for is Lev Tov, a good heart, and that's considered the most important thing, to have a Lev Tov. So Ben Yoyo over there says, Midas HaRotzen, Midas Tavlon, She'en of Saruach. He's able to be soivel things. Soivel doesn't mean, like modern Hebrew, it sounds like to suffer. Soivel doesn't mean to suffer. It means to be able to carry the weight, like a sabal in Hebrew, is those guys that when you move your apartment, you put everything in the refrigerator on the back. That is a sabal. So it means if something happens, you should be able to hold it and not have to throw it right back. Kamuvan, this midah comes from the fact that a person is not about gaiva. The person thinks that he's running the world and things don't go his way, then he has to react immediately to destroy any enemy in the way, or anybody that's getting in his way. One of the son calls Klaf Ishmael also, people get upset about everything. In order to be able to be Makabal Torah, we have to realize that we're not controlling the world. Either if something came to us, Hashem wants us to hold it. To manage with it, to deal with it, not to just throw it back. This idea of Erech HaPai means holding back one's anger is important midah that one has to have. What a way to be able to be Kohen HaTorah, because we know that the person is about guys who cannot be Kohen HaTorah, not only because he won't get the right shots because he's so busy with his covers, but the whole Torah is the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we become like people with a Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anu Mikol Adam. He is the one who gave the Torah. There's a pasuk in Mishlei says, "Tov Erech HaPai Megivo Moshe Veruchu Miroiken Yir." There's something called Erech HaPai. There's another thing called Moshe Veruchu. It's too much bigger. Rabbi Yonah explains, "HaPai" means that there is a feeling of anger. He's in control of himself. Moshe Veruchu means he gets to a level that the situation doesn't get him angry before. He has control over his emotions. And he explains the poetry beautifully. Erech HaPai means that he doesn't have it clear enough yet to realize that there's no reason to get angry. There is a reason to get angry, but he's a gibor, like a strong warrior. He could overcome the evil inclination to react immediately on his anger. Moshe Beruchoy is a higher level. He's a person that looks at the whole picture, and after he says his whole situation, there's really no reason to get angry. That's like a loiked ear. If you're just strong, you cannot overpower a city. Look what's going on all around the world. America is the strongest country in the world. We can't. That's all Tashkofa, but you have to plan everything out. You have to really have a clear picture of the weaknesses and the strengths of the other side. And if you see the whole picture and plan everything out, then you can be loiked here, which is the same thing as emotional rufo. If you see the whole big picture over here, not just me and him, me and her, me and the other person, so it's both set up this whole situation. And okay, it didn't go the way they want, they didn't cooperate with me. Not a reason at all to even have a feeling of anger. That is like a loiked ear. Should be safe to at least start with the Erech HaPai, maybe add Neva Esu, we get to a Moshe Beruchu.